This is John Walden. I ran across an interesting verse way back in the Old Testament, the 7th chapter of Amos, and verse 15. And this is what he says: "The Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel." Now, Amos tells us that he was not a prophet. He wasn't even a prophet's son, but he was a farmer. He was a herdman, took care of cattle or sheep, and then he gathered wild figs in his spare time. While he was busy with what the Lord had given him to do to earn a living, the Lord called him and took him from following the flock and said, "Go prophesy to my people Israel." Isn't that an interesting verse? This man had a job to do, and he did it. He found himself in poor circumstances. He was born in a little place called Tekoa, down south of Jerusalem in the wilderness. He could have complained about it. He could have said, "What chance do I have to make a living here? I'm going to get out of this place and get to some large city." But he accepted. Because he was a believer, because he knew the Lord, he accepted his circumstances as from the Lord, and he said, "If the Lord wants me to be a, a farmer, he wants me to be a herdman, I'm going to be the best herdman I can for the Lord." Now, I know he doesn't say this in the Bible. I'm assuming that this is the way he felt about it. I know that this is the way God wants us to feel about it. He tells us plainly, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto man." Now, some would say he didn't have much ambition. But ambition is merely a matter of definition. Ambition for what? He had ambitions to please the Lord, and the Lord used him, and his name is on the pages of Scripture. He was one of the men chosen among 45 to write a book in the Bible. Isn't that honor enough? He didn't become wealthy, and he didn't become famous in this world. But God had a use for him because he was obedient. He did what he did faithfully as unto the Lord. Now the Lord called him and said, "Go prophesy to my people Israel." The ordination of the Lord is the only one that really counts. I have nothing at all against any of my brothers in the Lord, truly born again men who are preaching the gospel and who have felt that they should have an ordination of some kind from man. I have no quarrel with them at all. I honor all who honor the Lord. But let me tell you, the only ordination that really counts is the ordination of the pierced hands of the Lord Jesus. He said to his own, "I have ordained you and sent you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit." Now, the Lord sends people to carry his message. Every Christian, in a certain sense, is called to carry the message. All Christians are intended to be evangelistic. You may not have the gift of an evangelist, but all Christians are called upon to spread the gospel to someone else. All Christians are told to carry on to somebody else anything that they have gotten from the Lord themselves. That's why I'm trying to pass on to you little things that I've gotten from the book. The Lord has taught me a few things. I'd like to share them with you. I'd like for you then in turn to share them with others, and this way many will benefit from the things that God has given us. Now, God's way of sending the message of the gospel, and later on of the rest of the teaching of his word, is through other Christians. The Lord's way of spreading the good news was mouth to mouth, person to person. The Lord would like to have you receive the gospel message, believe the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then he would like to have you tell somebody else. What are you doing now? Are you following the flock? That is, are you doing the job that you're given to do, and doing it faithfully? I didn't say successfully, but I did say faithfully. If you do faithfully what God has given you to do, he may have a bigger job for you, and he may have it pretty soon. Our Father, we thank Thee that somebody brought the gospel to us. We thank Thee for the privilege now of telling it to others, that Christ died for our sins and was buried and rose again. We thank thee for all of thy word, and we ask it to bless it to thy dear children. In our Savior's name, amen.